Welcome back, Deep Divers. Today, we're taking a look at something, well, a bit different. We're going to be exploring the world of, get this, Bible verses and financial freedom.
Sounds a little out there, huh?
Yeah, you could say that. We found this intriguing YouTube video by Yvonne, and she claims these verses, these Bible verses, were key in her journey to becoming a millionaire, a self-made millionaire, by the age of 31.
Yeah, I saw that video, and honestly, what really drew me in was Yvonne's, well, her background. She talks about starting with a pretty average salary.
No trust fund, no special connections.
Exactly. That's what makes it so relatable, so intriguing. You know, it really sets up this anyone can do it vibe. She's using, like, spiritual principles as a foundation for financial success. And I think that resonates with a lot of folks, you know.
It makes you wonder, how does she actually connect these verses to, like, tangible, real-world financial success? How does that even work?
Well, she goes through each verse, one by one, and it's really fascinating how she kind of weaves in, you know, practical financial advice with some interpretations that might raise a few eyebrows.
Okay, let's get into some specifics here. Out of the verses she talks about, which ones really jumped out at you?
Well, one that really struck me was from Proverbs, Proverbs 10.22 to be exact. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. And Yvonne ties this to the idea that wealth, when it's acquired righteously, should actually bring you joy, not guilt or stress. Kind of a refreshing perspective, right?
It's such a contrast to how we often see money portrayed in our culture. Like, it's this constant source of anxiety and pressure.
Exactly. And that kind of leads into another interesting verse she brings up. It's from Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 8.18. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant that he swore to your fathers.
Now, I know some of our listeners might not be as familiar with the Bible. Could you unpack that a bit? Like, how does Yvonne interpret that verse in a way that connects to, you know, personal finance?
Absolutely. Basically, she sees this verse as a call to, well, responsibility. She's saying that the abilities and opportunities we have, they ultimately come from something, you know, larger than ourselves. And we should be using them wisely, not just for personal gain, but for a greater purpose.
So it's almost like aligning your financial goals with, like, a sense of, I don't know, like a higher purpose.
Exactly. Gratitude plays a big role too. Remembering that your skills, your resources, they're not solely your own doing.
Okay, that's deep. It definitely adds a different dimension to financial planning.
It becomes less about what can I get and more about what can I do with what I've been given. You know, it's about aligning yourself, your actions with that sense of purpose.
I'm really curious about this one verse that I found, well, really poetic. It's Ecclesiastes 11.1. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. What do you make of that?
That's a great one. Yvonne links that verse directly to the power of investment. She explains that casting your bread represents putting effort and resources into something, whether it's a business venture, honing your skills, even building meaningful relationships. The idea is you do it with the faith that it will eventually yield returns.
So it's about playing the long game, having patience and trusting that, you know, your efforts, your investments, they'll eventually pay off.
Exactly. And honestly, that aligns with a lot of modern financial advice, too. Like, you know, think about long-term investments, retirement planning, that kind of thing.
It's not about those get-rich-quick schemes, but slow and steady growth. Interesting.
But Yvonne doesn't just talk about metaphors and long-term vision. She gets really practical, too, like planning, setting goals. She even finds verses that back up those ideas.
Okay, I'm all ears. Tell me more.
She points to Luke 14.28, which is all about counting the cost before, you know, jumping into any major financial endeavor.
Mm.
And then there's Habakkuk 2.2, which encourages us to, like, write the vision and make it plain, you know.
So she's saying, don't just dream about that $1 million. Sit down and create a plan, map it out, make it happen.
Precisely. It's about setting clear goals, creating a budget, and then taking concrete steps to achieve them. Really practical stuff.
Now we're talking. This is making a lot of sense.
And it completely aligns with, like, classic financial advice. Set those smart goals, make that budget, and track your progress, you know, the whole nine yards.
One verse that really resonated with me, and it's a little bit, well, a little stark, is Proverbs 22.7. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender. There is a lot of truth in that, even though it might make some people uncomfortable.
Oh, absolutely. That verse might seem, like, harsh at first glance, but Yvonne uses it to really hammer home the importance of avoiding, like, unnecessary debt. She actually shares her own struggles with debt, you know, early on in her journey.
So it's like personal experience meets ancient wisdom.
Exactly. And this verse, it became like a guiding principle for her. It reminded her that debt can be a huge, like a massive obstacle to financial freedom.
And breaking free requires commitment and discipline, like a conscious effort.
Right. And speaking of commitment, she even talks about this this Jericho walk she did when she was going through some serious financial hardship.
A Jericho walk. Okay, now you have to explain that one.
Okay, so it's this ritual inspired by the biblical story of Jericho, you know, where the Israelites circled the city walls for 7 days, and then boom, on the seventh day, the walls just crumbled.
Okay, for those who aren't familiar with that story, could you give us a quick rundown?
Sure. So basically, Yvonne took this story, this image of the Israelites walking around Jericho, and she applied it to her own financial struggles. Like, she prayed and meditated for 7 days straight, visualizing a positive outcome, you know, seeing those walls of debt crumble.
Okay, so even if you're not, like, super religious, it's still a powerful image, right? It's about perseverance, faith, taking action, and believing things can change.
Right. It's about staying committed to that vision, even when things seem impossible.
I love that. Now, here's the big question. For those of us who maybe aren't particularly religious, does Yvonne's story still hold value? Are there universal takeaways here?
Definitely. Even though her whole story is rooted in the Bible, a lot of the principles she talks about, they're universally applicable. Take Proverbs 28.6, for example. Better is a poor man who walks in his integrity than a rich man who is crooked in his ways. That's a pretty powerful statement about ethics and business, no matter your religious background.
It's a good reminder that, you know, financial success shouldn't come at the cost of your values. Honesty, integrity, doing things the right way, that's got to be part of the equation.
Right on. And that leads us to another interesting point. Yvonne interprets Matthew 25.21, which says, "His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much.'" She ties this verse to the concept of stewardship.
Okay, break that down for us. Yeah. What's stewardship, and how does it relate to financial success?
Basically, she believes that being responsible and resourceful, even with small amounts of money, prepares you to manage greater wealth. It's about proving you can handle what you have.
It's not just about the amount, but how you manage it. Makes sense.
Exactly. It's about building that solid foundation. And you know what? This ties beautifully into her interpretation of 1 Timothy 6.67, which emphasizes the importance of contentment. But here's the catch. She makes it very clear that contentment doesn't equal complacency.
Ooh, that's a good distinction. Contentment doesn't mean just settling or giving up, right?
Right. She's not saying sit back and relax, you've got enough. She's saying appreciate what you have while still striving for more. It's about finding joy in the journey, not just the destination.
And maybe that's a key to avoiding, you know, the comparison trap, the whole keeping up with the Joneses mentality.
Exactly. It's about defining success on your own terms, not based on what society tells you.
I like that. So tell me more about this generosity thing. She mentions that a lot. Even if you're not rolling in dough, giving back is still important.
That's Yvonne's philosophy, yeah. She brings up Proverbs 11.25 a lot. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. She believes that generosity, both with your time and your money, creates this cycle of abundance.
It's not about expecting something in return, but just, you know, putting that positive energy out there.
Exactly. And she believes that ultimately leads to greater prosperity, not just financially, but in all areas of life.
I can get behind that. There's something really beautiful about that concept. It transcends, you know, cultures and belief systems.
It's a powerful reminder that giving back connects us to something bigger than ourselves. And to wrap things up, she highlights John 10:10-10, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Yvonne sees this as a reminder that we're all meant to live full, abundant lives. And that includes, you know, financial abundance as well.
So it's about embracing abundance in all areas, not just money, but like everything.
Exactly. It's about believing in your potential, trusting you can achieve your goals, and, you know, seeing opportunities where others might see limitations.
It's really inspiring to hear how she connects, like, spiritual principles to her financial journey.
Even if you don't subscribe to her specific beliefs, there's a lot we can learn from Yvonne's approach.
It all boils down to mindset, setting those goals, and then aligning your actions with your values. It's a recipe for success, no matter what your background is.
Absolutely. And speaking of putting things into practice, Yvonne actually shares a money prayer that she uses to stay aligned with these principles. Have you heard about this?
I have. I'm dying to hear more about it. It's like a prayer specifically for your finances. That's so intriguing.
It's actually a beautifully written prayer. It's all about gratitude, being a good steward of your resources, and making financial decisions that align with your values, your purpose.
Even if you're not like a religious person, her story offers some really valuable insights.
For sure. Yvonne's journey shows the power of mindset, setting clear goals, and, you know, taking those consistent actions. That's what ultimately leads to success. It's about finding what works for you, creating a system that supports your financial goals, you know, whatever those may be. And what really struck me about her money prayer was it's not about like begging for riches. It's more about seeking guidance, you know, making sure she's managing her money responsibly and ethically.
It almost sounds like a daily ritual, a way to like center herself and set the right intentions before making any financial decisions.
Exactly. And that speaks to the power of like rituals and routines, even if you're not religious. It's about setting yourself up for success. By taking a moment to reflect, Yvonne's basically priming her mind for those financial wins.
It's kind of like, you know, before you go on a road trip, you look at the map, you plan your route, it gives you a sense of purpose and direction.
Right. And that actually ties into another fascinating thing Yvonne talks about. She's big on visualization, like seeing her financial goals as already achieved.
It's that whole think it and you shall become it idea. But is there like any actual science behind that?
You know, there actually is. There's a surprising amount of research on the benefits of visualization. It can boost motivation, reduce anxiety, even improve performance. It's not just wishful thinking. It's about training your mind to focus on what you want, which can lead to more focused and intentional actions.
So it's about using your imagination as a tool, a way to bridge the gap between thought and action.
Exactly. And that's what makes Yvonne's story so compelling. She doesn't just sit around visualizing her millions. She gets out there and takes action, you know, puts in the work.
It's like faith meets action, you know? Inner work combined with real-world effort. That's a powerful combo.
And that's what makes this deep dive so interesting. Whether you believe in the literal verses or not, Yvonne's story is full of great insights about mindset, about strategies that can help anyone achieve financial success.
It's a good reminder that financial freedom isn't just about luck or circumstance. It's about making choices, building good habits, and taking consistent action. It's in your control.
You know what's really inspiring? She's super open about the fact that it wasn't all sunshine and rainbows.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she talks about struggling with debt, the sacrifices she had to make along the way.
It makes her story so much more relatable, you know? It's not some get-rich-quick fairy tale. She put in the work, faced obstacles, just like the rest of us.
Exactly. And it's important to remember, there's no magic formula. It takes effort, discipline, a willingness to learn and grow.
But Yvonne's story does show us that if you combine those practical strategies with a strong belief system, whatever that may be, you can overcome those challenges and achieve those financial goals.
Absolutely. And I find it fascinating how she weaves these spiritual principles into practical advice. For example, she connects the idea of tithing, you know, giving 10% of your income to charity, with the concept of budgeting and financial discipline.
So it's like a built-in system for saving and giving back at the same time.
Yeah. And it ties right back to her belief in generosity. It's a reminder that financial planning isn't just about like hoarding wealth. It's about using your resources responsibly, making a difference in the world.
It's finding that balance between personal prosperity and purpose, you know? Making a positive impact with what you have.
Precisely. And that brings us to one of the most crucial things I took away from Yvonne's story. Financial freedom isn't just about how much money you have. It's about the freedom to live a life that reflects your values and goals.
Having the resources to pursue your passions, support the causes you believe in, and really create a life of meaning and fulfillment.
Exactly. And honestly, that really resonates with me. And I'm sure it does with a lot of our listeners, too.
So, like, how do we take all of this and apply it to our own lives, our own financial journeys?
Well, you know, Yvonne's story is a powerful example, but it's just one perspective, one approach. The key takeaway is finding a system that works for you, something that aligns with your own values and beliefs.
Taking inspiration, but creating your own path.
Right. And that path might involve spiritual practices, visualization, setting intentions, or just good old-fashioned financial advice. There's no right or wrong answer.
It's about finding what clicks for you, what resonates, and then using it to fuel your own journey.
And keep in mind, financial freedom isn't a destination, it's a process. You're always learning, growing, and adapting.
It's about making those conscious choices day after day that bring you closer to your goals.
And as Yvonne's story so beautifully illustrates, that journey has its ups and downs, its challenges and triumphs, but ultimately can lead to a life filled with greater freedom, meaning, and abundance. So I want to ask you, our listener, as you think about Yvonne's story, what parts resonate most with you? What could you adapt or incorporate into your own journey? It's amazing, isn't it, how Yvonne takes these ancient texts and makes them relevant to, you know, our everyday lives.
Yeah, it makes you wonder how much wisdom is hidden, like right there in front of us, just waiting to be discovered.
That's what the deep dive is all about, right? Finding those unexpected connections.
Totally. So having gone through this whole deep dive into Yvonne's story, the verses, everything, what's the one big takeaway you want our listener to walk away with? Like the thing they should really remember?
You know, for me, it's the reminder that financial freedom is just as much about mindset as it is about strategy. Yvonne's success, whether you interpret the verses literally or not, shows what can happen when you align your actions with a strong belief system. And that belief system can be, you know, whatever works for you.
That's a really powerful point. And it leads me to a question for you, our listener. We've talked about Yvonne's money prayer and how she uses it as a guide for her financial decisions. Now, imagine you're creating your own money mantra. What would it be? What one phrase or sentence would guide your financial choices?
It's a great question to think about. For me, I think it would be something like seek wisdom, act with integrity, embrace abundance. It's a reminder to keep learning, to stay true to my values, and to, you know, have a positive outlook, not just about money, but about life in general.
I love that. Simple, powerful, and definitely something to ponder. Well, folks, that wraps up our deep dive into Bible verses and financial freedom. We hope you've enjoyed the journey and maybe even found some inspiration to look at your own finances with fresh eyes.
And remember, true wealth goes beyond the numbers in your bank account. It's about the life you build, the experiences you have, the impact you make. So keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep. We'll see you next time.